This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
The tournament as a 4 seed against 13 seed College of Charleston. Auburn goes in as the SEC co-champions, led the SEC wire to wire. The last 3 teams to do that won at least 3 games in the NCAA tournament, by the way. Let's check in with Brian Matthews from AuburnSports.com and get an appraisal. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Barry. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Doesn't feel like spring break out there, does it? What's going on here?
We thought it was spring break.
This is not right. So let's talk a little bit about Auburn as they get into this one. First of all, we got to go back to March 9th. Auburn led by double digits at halftime against Alabama in the SEC tournament and then end up losing it by 18. Is there a solid, obvious basketball reason why that happened, Brian?
I just thought they fell apart in that second half. You know,
yeah.
They didn't shoot well, and defensively they had so many breakdowns. And I think that's a concern because, Charleston's a team that doesn't have the same length and athleticism as Alabama, but they've got guys who can really fill it up from the outside. They're a lot like Auburn. And if Auburn gives up on contested three and Charleston comes out shooting hot, Auburn can get bumped in the first round.
It was such a good year, such a surprising, dynamic year. But Auburn did lose 3 out of their last 4 games. What did you see in those 4 games in total, to use your phrase, as that's a cause for concern?
Well, I just think they sort of lost their edge. You know, they're not playing defense as well as they were early. Certainly not shooting the ball close to as well as they have all season. You know, Anthony McLemore is certainly a guy they miss a lot inside with his defense and his rebounding and, you know, his occasional scoring, occasional three-point shooting. But I think it's more than that. I just think they need to get that little toughness, that edge to him back this week. And, you know, Pearl talked about getting back and doing a contact practice. And they got after a little bit yesterday. That may help them. That may be something they need.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because it was it was certainly noted with some interest that he had said he wasn't going to have a contact practice the rest of the year because they're so thin, but they did end up having one. And my thought is you're exactly right. They need to get that mojo back, and maybe they lost it because he was, I don't know, just a little bit too cautious with this team in practice. Does that make sense?
It does. And, you know, this team was, very, very tough. You know, they're forcing all those turnovers, getting fast break points. You know, being one of the better defensive teams in the conference, and that just hasn't been, how they've looked down the stretch here. So they need to get that back, and this is the week that they've got some time off to sort of work on things.
Brian, with the lineup, you know, they'll play 8 people, a couple of them freshmen. The starters go 6'8", 6'5", 6'3", 6'3", 5'10". How well constructed, in your estimation, is this Auburn team to go deep into the tournament?
Probably not too deep, but I think they've got a good enough matchup out in San Diego where they got a chance to make the Sweet 16. I think, if they play well and shoot well, you know, bounce back and get back to playing defense the way they've been playing defense, they got a real good chance to move. You know, of course, Kansas would be waiting for them most likely.
Yeah.
If they made it to, I guess it's Boise or I think somewhere out west still, but
right.
It would not be a surprise to me if they can come out shooting well, if they can get through this first couple of rounds.
Yeah, but they've got to shoot well. I was going to ask you about that, about their draw in this tournament. Clemson, New Mexico State, and College of Charleston. That's pretty good for Auburn. As a 4 seed, I like this one particularly well. Let me ask you about this with this basketball team. One more thought about this with the regular season having played out as it has for Auburn. They are one of 8 teams in the Southeastern Conference that are in. So Auburn has had a dream season. And as my co-host sometimes points out, in the past it's been because the SEC has been down. Overall, your thoughts on the league as a whole that Auburn led from wire to wire?
Oh, I think it's the best that he's been in basketball top to bottom in a long time. And I think some teams are going to make runs in the SEC in the tournament. I don't know exactly who, but I would not be surprised to see several teams make it through the first couple rounds, and you know, maybe a couple events, you know, all the way to the Final Four. We'll see. But I think the SEC was really good this year, and I think it's prepared those teams really well to match up the physical basketball and make some runs here in the tournament.
Yeah, I like it too. I'm not sure how far the best team goes, and you know, sometimes we get caught up in the X's and O's over here and watching out for this. But listen to what Brian says. You know, a key for Auburn. Let's not get too analytical. They've got to start shooting better.
That's right.
And you know, that's basically it. And of course, for Auburn, that means Heron and Bryce Brown. What about those two guys heading down the stretch, heading into postseason? Your appraisal on their play down the stretch?
I think Mustafa has been pretty good. I think Bryce Brown and Jared Harper are the ones that have been struggling the most. I think they shot maybe 1 of 15 or something like that, 2 of 15 against Alabama. And they've really struggled at times. You know, Jared's had to turnover issues, and Bryce got hurt. Really hasn't shot the ball well in quite a while. He did against Alabama there at home. You know, in the regular season they clinched, but that was about the only game in the last 5 or 6 that he's really, really shot well. So I think it's important for those guys to start, you know, getting that stroke back. Auburn is capable of winning and winning well by double digits if those guys start shooting well.
Brian Matthews, AuburnSports.com. We mentioned in the open with him that it is spring break. And spring football at Auburn takes a break until, I guess, next Tuesday. Is that right, Brian?
I believe so, yeah.
And the practices, the football practices up to this point, I suspect that it might be different after spring break. Will there be players who have been held out that might see a little bit more work in spring after spring break wraps up?
Yeah, that's the plan. You know, Gus expects Garrett Stidham to be back. You know, he'll be non-contact, but at least he'll be back throwing the ball after spring break. Ryan Davis should be back. Nate Craig Myers, he was in an orange jersey right before the break. He's supposed to be back. I'm trying to think who else was in an orange jersey.
Let me ask you about a couple of the people and their status. Daquan Newkirk.
He suffered an Achilles injury. Now, Gus was confident he would be back for the start of fall, but we'll see. That's a pretty extensive rehab and pretty serious injury, so that's one to watch, certainly.
Yeah, that's a JUCO guy that they're really depending upon, no question. But we haven't had a chance to talk with you, and we really haven't talked much about Auburn's Pro Day this last Friday. And there were a few of them who were at the combine who also participated in Pro Day. From what you've been able to find out, were there any players who really you think helped themselves with the strong Pro Day on Friday?
Yeah, I really thought that two guys that didn't go to the combine, Trey Matthews and Trey Williams. Really did well. Both of them ran the ball well. They looked really good to me in their little position drills. They tested out well, you know, running, jumping, all that stuff. So I thought both those guys positioned themselves to be drafted at some point, you know, in the upcoming NFL draft. And, I think they turned some heads there in Pro Day.
It's going to be interesting to see. Not much to talk about, really, about spring practice because of spring break. But I did want to ask you something about Auburn baseball. Casey Mize threw a no-hitter on Friday night. It was against Northeastern. Not really sure what kind of a challenge that was against them. But it's a no-hitter. It's the first one in a long time. And it put Auburn up to a 14-0 start this year. That baseball team's turning some heads, Brian. Talk about it a little bit.
They are. They're 15-1. It's the second best start in school history. Casey Mize, of course, has been terrific and is a candidate to be the number one overall pick in the upcoming Major League Baseball draft this spring. And they're hitting the ball much better. They're about They're hitting home runs about twice as much as they did last year. Got a lot more power up and down the lineup. They got several freshmen who are playing really, really well. Stephen Williams and Edouard Julian, two lefties, have become everyday starters. And Tanner Burns is, probably the second best pitcher right now as far as Auburn starters this season. So I think it's a group that's a little bit better than last year's team. And if they can develop a little more depth at the pitching staff, they got a chance to be a team that can host a regional and perhaps advance to a super regional.
Yeah, they're 15-1. They got Georgia Tech tonight, Memphis on Wednesday, and then Texas A&M to open SEC play on Friday. So many things going on the Auburn campus around Auburn athletics, and AuburnSports.com has it all covered. Brian Matthews, how do people get access to all the information you provide about the Tigers?
I appreciate it, Barry. And Alabama's coming in to play Auburn in softball, so it'll be a big weekend.
Yeah.
And you can check us out at AuburnSports.com, sign up for a free trial online, or follow me on Twitter at BMATAU.
That's a good catch on that. I had written it down and had missed it. Auburn, Alabama in softball coming up. Brian Matthews covers it all at AuburnSports.com on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you, Barry. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Brian Matthews joins us here